You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Greetings, everyone. Coach Jen here, and thanks for tuning in to Horse Tip Daily, episode 1643. Is feeding your horse during extreme heat different? We find out in today's episode, brought to you by Sentinel Horse Nutrition. And I'm so happy once again to have Kristen Sterkin with me. She is the equine product manager at Sentinel Horse Nutrition. Welcome back to the show, Kristen.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. Happy to be back.
Yay! Well, as we record this here podcast, we are smack in the middle of dog days of summer. So I thought it might be interesting to chit chat a little bit about how our feed choices for our horses can impact how they deal with hot summer weather.
Yes.
Yes. Who'd have thought horse feed can make a difference? So when the weather is really hot, we think about horses drinking water, but you also need to keep an eye on what you're feeding. So is it more important to adjust what you're feeding, how much you're feeding, when you're feeding, all of them?
That's a great question. So in hot weather, you know, what can we do and what is the most important? Really, the best thing we can do in hot weather is adjust when you feed, like the frequency and the timing.
Really? That's not the answer I thought would be first. I'm going to learn something. Light bulb day.
Yeah. I mean, it's all important, but if I pick the single most important thing, it's really, you know, frequency and timing can help a lot. It can help to increase hydration and it decreases the total, you know, calorie intake, especially when it's really hot. So, you know, we would want to feed smaller amounts more often, more frequent meals, and also pay attention to, you know, if we can feed at cooler times during the day, you know, earlier in the morning, maybe an evening meal and even a late evening meal. I'm just spread it out so we're reducing that overall metabolic heat stress that just happens by the sheer, you know, activity of eating. So,
okay, let's stop right there because this is going to be a light bulb. This is going to be a light bulb thing, I can tell. Talk a little bit about that metabolic effect because most of us have, especially if you live up north, you feed more hay in the winter because it helps the horse stay warm.
Like you mentioned, in the winter, you know, what keeps a horse warmer? You know, giving them more grain or giving them more forage or hay, and definitely shear the metabolic activities that happen internally with chewing forage will keep that horse warmer. So even when they're eating their grain, you know, we're increasing heat, maybe not to the degree that we do with hay, but it's still, you know, making a difference. So that the heat that then causes the metabolic heat production, you know, can cause them to eat less and, you know, they may decrease intake to stay cool. So, you know, we sometimes overlook factors like excessive protein can increase body heat.
Really? If you have a horse who perhaps their workload through the hot summer months is lower. You're not riding as hard. You're not riding as often.
Yep.
So you might want to pay close attention to whether or not you're feeding the appropriate quantity, but also the right nutrition profile for a horse whose workload has changed. Ooh, interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, more protein than they need, you know, more, if we're talking about forage, we know that produces a lot of heat too, but, you know, type of forage. So if you're feeding a lot of very mature stemmy forage, that's going to produce more heat internally than an earlier cut softer hay, you know, so just paying attention to type of hay, quality of hay, and then, you know, certain nutrient levels in their grain themselves as well.
So you're feeding your horse an appropriate formula for his workload and the weather. You're adjusting the quantity he gets so he's not getting more food than he needs because you don't want to make him chub up. What about the form of the feed? We talked about forage because the forage, although your horse is consuming fewer calories. To digest those calories, his body creates a lot of heat. So we have to pay attention to that, that he's getting enough hay, but he's not going to eat as much because he's already kind of toasty. And I've actually noticed that with my big thoroughbred, who is normally a Hoover vacuum when it comes to hay. He will eat any and all hay you put in front of him. But when the weather gets really, really hot, we're in Florida, that's really, really hot here, and it stays hot overnight, his consumption of forage will drop easily by 50%.
Yep.
He just doesn't want to eat. Now, he's happy to eat his concentrates, because, hello, they're yummy. But that does make a difference. But if I'm feeding concentrates, but he's not eating as much forage, I have to be careful because the forage is what's keeping those guts happy between his meals. So see, now I know I should be splitting his concentrates into more meals than I normally do. See, I'm learning so many things. What about the form of the feed, the extruded nugget versus a pellet or a whole grain? Does that play into the formula at all?
Yeah, so the extruded feed, definitely. Extruded feeds are often associated with higher digestibility. So, you know, how does that become important related to periods of heat? They're easier to digest. They do require less internal heat to process. We kind of say that the cooking process helps to pre-digest a lot of the nutrients in there, especially around protein that's in it and starch. When it gets hot, the digestive system is one of the first areas that can suffer. So with an extruded feed, overall less digestive effort, they get sheer better nutrient utilization out of the products. They improve nutrient absorption in the heat, which helps with gut efficiencies. That starch that's in the product, with the cooking, it helps to get that digested prior to it reaching the hindgut. The extruded feeds really support hydration and electrolyte balance. And we typically, going back to feeding small amounts more often, a lot of times because of the better digestibility, because the better nutrient utilization, we can feed less of an extruded feed because they're very nutrient dense. And that will help during those really hot periods as well to keep good body condition, but not have to feed as much feed. We typically find that horse owners can feed about 10% less.
Very interesting. And to harken back to a previous interview we chatted about, that we have to be careful that at least the first time you use a new feed, if you're changing from something else, weigh your measuring device full of feed, because an extruded nugget being fluffy, that 1 quart measure that you use is not going to weigh the same as if you fill that same 1 quart measure with sweet feed, so that you can eat, despite how much it looks like, make sure you're feeding it by weight. Just a little reminder there, everybody.
Yes.
And speaking of electrolytes, hot weather, sweating, horses sweat more in the summer. Even if you don't see them sweating, they sweat and then it evaporates. Hello.
Yep.
Do you find that the increased availability of nutrients of the extruded nugget, can that make a difference in whether or not any given horse needs supplemental electrolytes?
Yes, they're going to get more out of the extruded feed, but they still may need a supplement if they're doing long periods of heavy work, you know, so sodium, chloride, potassium. And I would still recommend, you know, having a salt block out as well. But when it's really hot and they're working hard, you know, it's always good to offer salt and electrolytes as well. Make sure that horse is drinking enough water. That is the absolute most critical nutrient.
There you go. And also in the hydration column, long ago, not that long ago, because I used to do it too, it was a big thing that you gave your horses bran mash at least once a week. Well, now we are becoming more aware of the fact that adding bran to their meal is not necessarily a good idea because it causes imbalances in the mineral content of their diet.
Yeah.
But you still want to give your horse a mash. But rather than adding something they don't normally get, because again, we've learned now that by suddenly dumping a big pile, you know, several quarts of something that can absorb water into their bucket every so often, again, you're disturbing the happy bacteria that do all the digesting by throwing something in there unusual. can an extruded pellet be used to help the horse get stay hydrated by using it as a mash? Can you do that?
Absolutely. And those nuggets, those extruded nuggets, one of the kind of demos that we do is soaking it in water so customers can see. So absolutely does not have to be soaked, but that would be, I would recommend no matter what feed you do, if you're concerned about your horse getting enough water, getting enough hydration in the summer, absolutely soak it. The nice thing about extruded is it quickly breaks down right into a nice soft mush and helps with the hydration and also with the nuggets, you know, reduce risk of a feed-related choke as well, if you had a horse that happened to have a history of choke.
There we go. So you can just take a meal or two each day and pour the pour the water in there. What I love about it is, like you said, it instantly dissolves. No matter what kind of a pellet you're using, whether the pellet's a hay pellet or a pellet concentrate, horse feed, it takes a little while for that stuff to break down.
Yeah.
And if you're not careful, what you end up with is something that's, I will liken it to clay. Yes, it's wet, but when you squeeze it, it becomes kind of hard and crumbly. So if you have a horse who struggles a bit with consuming his feeds, the extruded nugget sounds like a much better option. And you don't have to have two bags of feed sitting around. It's the same stuff he eats every meal.
Yep. The extruded nugget, it just, it the pressure at which it breaks apart. And then if you soak it, I mean, it just soaks down to a soft mush so easily, doesn't clump together, just lots of benefits for that, for the horse.
Lots of benefits. And there's a formula for every need, whether your horse is a retiree, a growing youngster, a high level competitor, a weekend warrior. There's something for everybody. And all of them can be found at feedsentinel.com/podcast, or you can find your local Sentinel Feeds dealer there too. They have a list. Thanks again, Kristen.
Thank you.
Well, there you have it. Horse Radio Network has thousands of engaging podcasts for horse people, and you can have them sent right to your phone. Just subscribe via your favorite podcast player. This is Coach Jen, and I will be back again soon with another tip. Until then, go ride your horse. The Horse Radio Network and the Horse Radio Network hosts are not responsible for statements made by guests on the Horse Tip Daily. Please use your own judgment when listening to the tips on this show.